it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The Howard Hewitt, Jody Watley, and Jeffrey Daniels of radio, and how appropriate for my second time around, y'all. Hey, did y'all hear Donald Trump's director of African-American outreach, Omarosa, reach out to an African-American and got engaged this weekend?
What?
Yeah.
Yep. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
She got on that quick, didn't she?
Okay.
My cousin Nada was so upset about President Obama's half-brother Malik Sybil endorsing Trump, he was cussing like a short-arm usher on Easter Sunday. Did I tell y'all I ran into my real daddy side piece while I was in Vegas? Yeah, we used to call him Miss Trish. I recognize my daddy's mistress anywhere, Sybil. Mistress. She still looked the same except the...
Hug.
And her walker and her oxygen tank backpack. Other than that, she looks the same. Hell, she was Betty White's age back then.
Wow.
That would make her, let's see, old as a mother. Hey, did I tell y'all cousin Nardo was heading to Philly because he heard DMC was going to be there?
DMC.
I told him it's not DMC, it's DNC, as in Dumb Nardo Cousin. Y'all want to hear some funny shiggity? Lil Wayne was performing in Cali for High Times, and supposedly he exited stage right. They said Weezy was uneasy because the crowd was too chilled and breezy. They said Lil Wayne said, "You guys are too mellow. I'm from the South. We turn up there." Ooh, Jay, that West Coast weed will let you know loud and clear. It ain't where you're from, it's what's your strand. Hell, Melania Trump could have replaced Weezy, and they still wouldn't have known the difference. Sybil, did I hear Cat Williams was arrested?
Yeah,
again.
Man.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Hey, did y'all hear who's the unofficial rehab spokesperson now? You're not going to believe it, Jay. When I heard it, I thought it was nuts. Andy Dick. He's been clean and he's been sober. Imagine that. That's the name of the recovery center, Sober, S-O-B-A. They said he's been there, listen to this, 20 times, Sybil. But he's 18 months clean. So, Johnny Walker Manziel, if you're listening, give Andy Dick a call.